Shumës da firgjim om Ralf, shirë non. A
lot of work to do. Sjate dë shmaja. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says Ruah Midaberes. According to Ziri, Ziri means says Midaberes is Nistra. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's the din? Einan Emenes. Ask the Gemara on that. It seems to be a stira to what it says in the Rav. Rav says Malkan al Yichud, vein Oisrin al Yichud. Lema Deloik Rabbi Yeshua. Answers the Gemara. Maybe it could be Rabbi Yeshua. My loss of Biyuchsin. So. We focused yesterday on Tosis's Mahalach and the Sugya. What's Tosis's Mahalach and the Sugya? It says Tosis's Avada, even according to Ze'iri. According to Ze'iri, if she would say, Loinev Alti, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, she'd be Nemenes. Why would she be Nemenes if she says, Loinev Alti? Svek Sveka, says Tosis. The suffix if she was Nivela, and if she was Nivela, what's she Nivela to a Kasher to Apostle? So if she says, Loinev Avalti, Avada, she's going to be Neman. Avada doesn't hold you need Masapich. Avada is going to be Neman. So, what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua that says she's not Neman? It's Dafka if she says Nivalti and Lakosher Nivalti. In that case, is when Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Neman. So what's the Gemara asking when the Gemara says Malkin ala Yichud vein Oistrin ala Yichud? Gemara is looking for Yichud to make a Reisa. What do you need Yichud to make a Reisa? Over here she admits that she was Nivela. So he explained, Tosfos holds that her admittance that she was Nivela is not going to create a Reisa. Why not? Because on that she has a Pesha Asar. So Klape, her admittance, the fact that we know there's a Bia, there's no Reisa, because she's the one who's Moedah Shenivala. Therefore, the Bia is not going to create a Reisa. On the Nistara, how do we know Nistara? There's Enim that's Nistara. On the Nistara, maybe Nistara is going to make a Reisa. That's the Gemara's Shaila, but we see Enoi Sfinale Yichud. What is the Gemara answer? Milo Asubi Yuchsin, which means that Milo creates a Reyesa. So there's a Reyesa Mikoyach Milo. That is the Pshad and Tosfos. The Ra'ah, the Shitas of Ra'ah argues. And the Ra'ah says that if an Ish would walk in and say, Loinev Alti, she would not be Nemon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, going in Ze'iri. The case is Nistara. So we don't know that she was Nifala. She's Nistara. And she says, Loi Nivalti. Tosfos said you're going to be Nema because you have a Svek Sveka. But according to the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah says she's not Nemenes Loi Nivalti. Why is she not Nemenes? So Tosfos also addresses this. Maybe you want to say it's only Chad Sveka. Why is it not Svek Sveka? Ein Apitropis La'arayas. Now, Rabbi Isai, the maskon of the Gemara is that why is Ein Apitropis La'arayas? Only because my loss of Biyuchsin. So in the end of the day, the machloikas between Tosfos and the Ra'ah is as follows. In the end of the day, Tosfos holds that what does my loss of Biyuchsin do when you have a Nistara? It makes a Reisa on the Isha's Cheskes Kshar L'Kohuna. It makes a Reisa. So a Reisa is only going to be a problem if there's Chad Sveika. If it's Trey Sveiki, it's not a problem. But according to the Ra'ah, what does my loss of Yuchsin do? It's Machzikin in La Benivala. It's not a Reisa on her Chazaka. She was Nivala. If she's Nivala, so then for sure she can't say she wasn't Nivala because Ein Apitropis La'arayas. So it's just a question in how far we take the Maila Sabiyuchsin. Tosfos says, Maila Sabiyuchsin just makes a Reyes on her Chazaka, Mikoyach the Nistura. And the Ra'ah says, no, Maila Sabiyuchsin is going to tell us that she's Bechlal. We know for sure that she was Machzakin and Labinivala. Therefore, according to Tosfos, if she says, Loi Nivalti, so then she has a Svek Sveka. According to the Ra'ah, she says, Loi Nivalti, she doesn't have a Svek Sveka. We don't believe her because she was Nifala. Now, it's not even a Suffolk. It's, well, it was one Suffolk if she was a Kosher apostle. Right. Right. We don't believe that she was loy neva. Right. So she doesn't have a pashas or anything like that. Okay. La Maisa Toisvis entertains the pshat of the ra'ah. Says Toisvis, maybe you want to tell me it's only chad sveka. But he says it can't be. Because it's muchach in the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Ze'iri, when a woman says, when a case is Nistra, she has a migu di boy amra loy nevalti, should be Naman. Gemara says, according to Ze'iri, what does it say? The amra maimed as Nistra, migu di boy amra loy nevalti. If she would say loy nevalti, so you see that we're not talking about if she says loy nevalti, says Toisvis, she'll obviously be Neman. So therefore, we discussed, does she have a migu that she could have said loy nevalti? That was Toisvis's discussion according to Ze'iri. Why does Toisvis say lamaisa? Ze'iri doesn't hold of this migu? Because she's afraid to say loy nevalti. But if she'd be Neman, so says Toisvis, obviously there is a migu over here. And she's obviously Neman to say Loi Nevalti. That's what Toisvis says. That's why there's a migu. Okay. So in other words, according to the Ra'ah, we have a kasha. How does she have a migu that she could say Loi Nevalti? If she says Loi Nevalti, she's not Neman according to the Ra'ah. The Ra says, listen, lady, Nistara ain't apotropis la rais, machzakina la benivala. So, how does the Gemara say? According to Ze'iri, she has a migu, she could have said, loy nevalti. What? Yeah, it's complicated exactly how what the Gemara is saying over there. Gemara, is it going in Rav Gamliel? You have to do the cheshbon of the Gemara, because it seems like it's going to Rav Gamliel, and that's, again, we're going in Rav Yeshua over here, Rav Gamliel. Question is, okay. Al kolpanim, what's pshat in the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah says if she would say loy nevalti, she's not Neman. So how do you have a migu? You could have said loy nevalti. Says all of the achroinim, come out all the achronim, say the same teretz. They say, enochanami, maybe she wouldn't be believed to say loy nevalti. She's not believed to say loy nevalti. She still has a migu. What does that mean? Migu garua. There's such a thing as a migu garua. So because we have this concept called migu garua, therefore, that's called the migu. She's not Neman to say loy nevalti. But what's better, to say nevalti or say loy nevalti? Loy nevalti. Therefore, it's a migu garua. And the Gemara over there is going in Rab Gamliel. Rab Gamliel holds a migu garua. Toisvis himself mentioned that there's something called a migu garua on the top of the omen. So Toisvis' raya against the Ra'ah is not so clear. Again, the Ra'ah says when she says loy nevalti, she's not Neman. Toisvis says, how could you say that? The Gemara says you have a migu. You could have said loy nevalti. The answer is it's a migu garua. It's a migu, but a migu garua. I could have said loy nevalti. I wouldn't be Neman in a chanami. That's a migu garua, but it's a better taina. Why is it a better taina? Would rather say loy nevalti than say nevalti. So what's pshat in Toisvis? Toisvis seems to say that there isn't even a migu garua over here. The chor of the pshat is as follows. What makes something a migu? If I would have wanted to lie, I could have said that. There's two reasons I would have said that taina. Either because I would have been more neman if I would have said that taina, or it's a more
makes me look better.
Comfortable taina. Makes me look better. I'm. It's a more convenient taina. It's a more comfortable taina. Says Toisvis, listen, you're telling me she's not Neman to say loy nevalti, so it's not a better taina because it doesn't have better nemanis. Elamai, it's more comfortable. Toisvis holds she's yirei loy mar loy nevalti. She doesn't want to say loy nevalti. Loy nevalti is not comfortable. That's not an easy taina for her to say. So even a migu garua, it isn't. So Toisvis Lishitas says in Ishas Yurei Aloimer Loi Nevalti says it's not even a migu garua. The Ra'ah says, she's not Yireya Loimer Loinavalti. She'll say Loinavalti. So therefore, even if she's not Neman, but she has a Migu, it's more comfortable to say Loinavalti than to say Nevalti.
They're going to find out she wasn't.
What?
If
what? That's Stamakasha. Stamakasha. How do you have a migu loy nevalti? The husband will see after when she gets married that she was nevalti. Stamakasha. What's the machloikas of the Ra'ah and Tosfos? I was thinking perhaps the machloikas is as follows. We have a machloikas, the Ra'ah and Tosfos. It seems like a very balabatish machloikas. Tosfos says this woman is afraid of saying loy nevalti. And the Ra'ah says she's not afraid of saying loy nevalti. Therefore, according to the Ra'ah, it's a migu koldu. It's a migu. She's not nema to say loy nevalti because the Ra'ah holds machzakina la benivala. But she's willing to say it. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, she's afraid to say loy nevalti. Maybe the machlekes is as follows. We had a machlekes between the Ma'arik and the Rashash. What is the case of Ru'ah Medaberes? The Ma'arik says, we saw her speaking words that were inappropriate. She spoke about Znos with him. She spoke about Znos and then she went into her room. We know that. The Rashash says, no. Ru'ah Medaberes just means they were alone in a room. We don't know what they spoke about. So if we knew for sure she spoke about Znus, and then she went into the room, come on, you weren't Nivala. That's ridiculous. She's Yirei Eloimar. It's very uncomfortable. Everyone's going to laugh at her. You spoke about Znus, and you went in a room alone with him. Masha ain't Cain, if you say they never spoke about Znus. They were in a room alone together. Okay, there was Yichud. Is she afraid, embarrassed to say Loi Nevalti? She's not embarrassed. Maybe that'll be the machloikas. Perhaps between Tosfos and the Ra'ah. What would be the following case? I want to give you an interesting case. You have an Isha, she's Nistera, she's alone in a room. And we know for sure the person she went into the room with was Apostle. He was Apostle. What's going to be the din? We don't know for sure she was Nivala. She was Nistera in a room with someone. What?
According to the Ra'ah,
according to the Ra'ah, we say when every time there's Nistera, it's automatically like Nivala. And we know he's Apostle. She's for sure. She's Apostle Kahuna. Nothing to talk about. What about according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, over here we know that he's Apostle. It's also only one Suffolk. It's not Trey Sveiki. One Suffolk. Tosfos, the only reason why when she says Nivala, she says Loi Nivalti, she's going to be an eminence because it's Trey Sveiki. Over here it's Chad Suffolk.
Does it make a difference if he's a Mamzer?
Because now we have one Suffolk, if she was Nivala or not. We know for sure that if she was Nivala, that he's Pasal. So it's only Chad Sveiki. So Sai according to Tosfos, Sai according to the Tosfos Rush, in a case when we know for sure he was a Pasal and she was Nistera, she's going to be Aser. The Tosfos Rush seems to argue. The Tosfos Rush says the following thing. Says the Tosfos Rush, he's going on the line. We saw that it's, Rav says, Malkin Ali Yichud Bein Oisrin Ali Yichud. So we said, what is Malkin Ali Yichud talking about? Which person? A Pnuya. Says the Tosfos Rush, guess what? Ein Oisrin Ali Yichud is also talking about a Pnuya. So what do you mean, Pnuya? So then I must be talking about Kahuna. So then how could you... So what about Maila Samayuchsin? Why ain't Oysen Ali Yichud? How did the Gemara answer? That in Ziri is talking about Maila Samayuchsin. Over here it's not... What's the answer? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, Apela de Kazach. He says, when do we say that according to Ziri, Rabbi Shua says, Aser, if she's Moide Shenivala, if she's Moide Shenivala, then we say Maila Samayuchsin. If she's not Moide Shenivala, then Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. What does that mean? We're talking about a Kayin, a Ishus Kayin. We want to know whether or not she's Aser or not. So what does it make if she's Moide Ala Yichud, that she was Nivala, or not Moide that she was Nivala?
There's no race.
No, but the shaila is: do we consider the nistra to be reisa?
Who said
the
fact that there's no?
The Gemara is assuming that over here the nistra is a reisa. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what does that mean? Says the Taisa Rush. If she was Maida Shenivala, so then we say Maila Asu Biyuchsin, and it's going to be Asr. If she's not Maida Shenivala,
1 second, 2 seconds.
Then it's no. It says not even if it's Chat Sveika. Even if it's Chat Sveika, he says. If she's not Maida Shenivala, even if it's a puzzle, it's not going to be Asr. What's the pshat in the Tosfos HaRosh? So the chor of the pshat could be as follows. Rabbi said, what does Maila Asab Yuchsin do? According to the Ra'ah, Maila Asab Yuchsin means that if there's a yichud, we know for sure she was Nivala. She's not Nemen anymore. To say that no Nivala. According to the Tosfos, it doesn't do that much. Maila Asab Yuchsin makes that now that this Ra'ah is a Reyes on her Chazaka. According to the Rush, maybe Maila Asab Yuchsin does a little bit less than that. What does Maila Asab Yuchsin do? It tells us that the Nivala is going to be a Reisa. What do I mean? We said that Be'etzim Nivala should be a Reisa, but why is it not a Reisa according to Zairi? Because Pesha Hasar. Maybe Maila Asab Yuchsin says this Nivala that you were minded to is going to become a Reisa. Even though we only heard it from you, the Nivala is going to. So is Nistra a Reisa? Nistra is not a Reisa. Even by Yuchsin, Nistra is not a Reisa.
Even with Pesha.
What? That's what the Maila Asab Yuchsin says. Maila Asab Yuchsin is saying, even though we have Pesha Asar, still the Nivala is going to be a Reisa. So the Fizeh, what happens if you have Nistra? Chad Sveika. We know she's a apostle. We know the person's apostle. But it's only Nistra. We have no Reisa. She's going to be Kasher. There's no Reisa. According to Tois, it's going to be possible because you have a Reisa, Nistra. And it's only Chad Sveika. But according to the Tais HaRosh, there's no Reisa here. Nistra's not a Reisa. So why, according to Zairi, is she Aser? Because she's Maida Shenivala. Maida Shenivala. But that doesn't make a Reisa either, because Pesha Aser Pesha Inter. Maila Asab Yuchsin tells us that the Nivala is going to create a Reisa. The Chayra, Azaykum Tais, according to the Tais HaRosh. It's mashma the Tosfos HaRosh that ain't oisin al yichud is even if you miyachin with a puzzle. If it's only al stray sveika, ain't oisin al yichud. If it's talking about a pnuya, it's handling benegay kahuna. It's mashmei noisal yichud period. Okay, Rabbi says, so come to chayis. We have over here so far three mahalchim in the sugya. Mahalch of Tosis in the sugya is Tosis is saying that what does Ma'ala Sabiuchsin do? Ma'ala Sabiuchsin makes that the stira is going to be raised on her chazaka. According to Tosis, to the Ra'ah, Ma'ala Sabiuchsin makes that the stira is going to be like Nivola. It's not only a race on her chazaka, it's mamish like she was Nivola. If she was Nivola, Nivola is about a race on her chazaka, but it's even more than that. Because according to the Ra'ah, if she says loy nevalti, she's not Neman. And according to the pshat of the Taisus HaRash, so Ma'alav Zichron doesn't make that the Stira is a Reisa. It makes, when we know for sure she was Nivola, that's a Reisa. Of course Nivola is a Reisa, why not? Yeah, but if she's the one who told us that she was Nivola, then Be'etzem, the Nivola is not a Reisa. Why is it not a Reisa? Because she has a Pesha as a Pesha Inter. Ma'alav Zichron says we're going to take this information and make it into a Reisa. We're not going to allow the Pesha Aser to wipe away the Reisa. The Chor is a Kumtais. According to all these Pshatim, Rabbi Yisai, what would be if you're talking about a woman who's married to a Kayan? She's married to a Kayan. So we're talking about a married woman, and it happens to be her husband is a Kayan. Would you still have the discussion of my loss of Yuchsin? What would you say? She's married to a Kohen, and she's Nistro with someone else. So mitzad, the fact that she's a married woman, it's not a problem. But the fact that she's married to a Kohen, she's lechoy, should have to divorce her husband.
She depend according to each.
I would say, not only here, would you also make Ma'ala Asib Yuchsin, she didn't make more Ma'ala Asib Yuchsin. Why? Because this is for sure no get Yuchsin, a Pnuyo. You don't know who she's going to marry. Maybe she'll marry a Kohen, maybe she won't. Ma'ala Asib Yuchsin is to avoid her from marrying a Kohen. This woman is married to a Kohen. If she is married to a Kohen, how much more so we should have Ma'ala Asib Yuchsin? However, if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to say not like that. Because Rashi says, Ruah medaberes. The first Rashi on the Mishnah. Bipnuya. Mishum chshasha de psulin esinu lamamzer. Kiven denu l'apostle, apostle mena kohuna. Why does Rashi say it's talking about a pnuya? It should be either a pnuya or it's just kohen. Rashi seems to say it's only nogei to pnuya, and as I state mefurish in Tosis Rit, the Tosis Rit says that if a woman is married to a kohen, aval baila lo asra v'afilu im haya baila kohen. Tosis Rit seems to hold maila asa biyuchsin is not going to make a woman leave her husband, even if he's a kohen. It's a pella. Chmen is the pshatza, say Rabbi say. If you look in the Tosfos Rid says, it's on the side of the Gemara, he says, Lema deloike Rabbi Yeshua. It's a very long Tosfos Rid. Says there's three lema deloker Rabbi Yeshua, pirish demishum yichud machzik la kinivala, because of yichud machzik la kinivala. What does that mean? What does machzik la kinivala mean? Can you translate that? Sounds like we're assuming she's a ba'ula machzik la. She has a chazaka machzik la kinivala. That's how the Rid starts. Says the Rid, no. Mahader, my law, Asubi Yuchsin. Pirish, the law, Asur, Abi Yeshua, Ella, Imhaisa, Pnuya, Shalotilasi, the Kayan. The Amrinon, Dilma, Nivala, La Pasala. Over here, The Tosfos Reed used the lashon of Dilma Nivola. Before the Tosfos Reed said Machzik Laki Nivola. Over here, the Tosfos Reed says Dilma Nivola. Sounds like once the Gemara introduced to us Maila Asu Biyuchsin, now the Gemara is saying it's a Dilma. It's no longer a Bechezkas. Dilma Nivola the Pasala. The lashon of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Herezu bechezkas buula lenesinu lemamzer." The Tosfos Reed is saying, "Dilma nivola lepasala." What's pshat in Tosfos Reed? I think Rabbi Yisai Tosfos Reed is going back to basics. We had this whole pshat of Rabbi Nachum. What does my loss of Yuchsin do? Even though we have reason to believe you. But somehow it's like there's a chazakah. We called it a cheskas maila. It's like there's a cheskas mamoin that's creating that she's not going to be believed because of the chazakah. Loi mi pio anu chayim. This whole we spoke about. Reb Nochum says a whole pshat in the Gemara. It seemed like the Tosfos Reed says maila of Yuchsin is not saying that we have a chazakah that you're not that. It's we have reason to believe you. But you're still only a suffix. Even if you have a cheskas pnuya, even if you have your tining bari, but dilma nivela lapasala. So Milos Abilson says, look, we're concerned, we're nervous. Because we're nervous, we're not letting you marry a kohen. Go marry someone else. You have a chazaka, very nice, but go marry someone else. But what happens if she already married the kohen? So we're all nervous. You can be nervous, but I'm married to a kohen. You're going to destroy my life because you're nervous? If my Lassa B'Yuchsin is saying that there's a reis on her chazaka, or there's a chazaka keneged, or my Lassa B'Yuchsin is saying that there's ke'ilu, she's b'chezkas b'ulu l'nasin. She can't stay married to someone. She's b'chezkas b'ulu l'nasin. In Achanami, according to Tosfos, according to the Ra'ah, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, she's not going to be able to stay married to him. But Rashi Vaistachos holds that that's not what Milo's doing at all. Tosfos Reed and Rashi. That all Milo Sabilson is doing is it's saying over here that we're nervous. Milo Sabilson, we're nervous. You're right, we have reason. You're right. You have good reason to assume that you're okay. We're still nervous. So if she never married, we'll err on the side of caution. Why not? Tell her not to get married. She says other people she can marry. Don't marry a kohen. But if she's already married to a kohen, so midine iser, she's not usher. So we're not going to pull her out of the marriage.
So if she goes and marries one anyway, would you make her get divorced?
That's veisach nisht. Maybe that already. Maybe else makoyach bezdin yafo, we make her do that. Maybe. So Rabbi Yisai, sukum tochais, we have four mahalchim in the sugya. The question is, what does my loss of Yuchsin do? According to the Ra'ah, that's the most strict. Milos Abiyuchsin tells us, look, lady, you were Nistara, you were Nivola. Finished. According to Tosfos, Milos Abiyuchsin says, you were Nistara, we have a Reyesa in your Chazaka. According to the Tosfos HaRosh, he says, we know you were Nivola, even though this beer shouldn't create a Reyesa, we're going to allow this beer to create a Reyesa. And according to Tosfos Reed and Rashi, there's no race over here. There's no. You have chazaka. You have you api alocha. You're allowed to get married. We're nervous because we're nervous. We're going to tell you not to marry. That's all Milos Abiyuchsin says. Until you bring an ironclad raya that is going to make that we're not nervous. So then, don't get married. Those are the four mahalchim in the sugya. Hakoponim. The Gemara continues. The Gemara now is going to continue discussing the machlokes between Ze'iri and Rav Asi. And the Gemara now brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Meisve ru'ua shenichnasa im echad l'seiser o l'churva. So that she went alone, or l'churva, churva is into an abandoned home. V'amru la mativo shel ish zeh. She said, what's the nature of this person? Kayenhu uben achi abahu. She said back, he's a kayen and he's my cousin. Now this is the opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, she said, ish ploini v'koyenhu. Over here, she's saying, koyenhu Who ben achi abahu?
She's a
Yeah, she's a bas kohen. So Rabbi Yisai, we said to pshatim, if you remember in the Rivash, why does she have to say who he is? One of the pshatim said she has to say who he is because if she just says he's a kohen, we don't believe her. So therefore, she has to tell us who it is, and we'll have to clarify that he's really a kohen.
Very easy.
So over here, but over here, so then we said maybe Enachanami, she doesn't even say Kayanu. She says Ishploini. And we find out Ishploini happens to be a Kayan. But if that's true, why over here it's she's clearly one talking. She says Kayan hu uben achi abahu. She's the one talking. So she's telling us he's a Kayan. Maybe over here we'll believe her. If she's saying about a random person, he's a Kayan. How do you know he's a Kayan? He's a random guy that you had a relationship with. But if it's talking about a family member over there, she could know that he's a Kayan. She grew up with him. There, she's saying that this is someone that she interacted with. She knows he ate truma, he duchend, whatever it is. Then from over here, we would rely on her when she says the Kayan. That's Kenzai. Okay, Beis Assembly Nether, we're going to continue next week with the rest of the sugya. We're going to get over here. This Gemara is also, I always say, very, we're mamish and hard sugyas here. A complicated Gemara. I'm going to give out a breakdown of the Gemara just so you should try to figure out exactly what the Gemara is doing, and hopefully we'll get into the sugya. Cheskas Eimahani Labas. I'd just like to leave you with. With a thought. There's a big chakira in the Welt. The chakira in the Welt is Vos is besser? Echos or Kamos? What's better? Echos or Kamos? Echos means quality. Kamos means quantity. Is it better to have a lot? Or is it better to have something that's good quality? What is better, Eichos or Kamos? Dachsuch, there's a raya in this week's parasha that by the Goyim hold Kamos is better. But by the Yidim hold Eichos is better. By a Yid, it's about quality. By a Goy, it's about quantity. What's the raya? Yisro comes and he says, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't handle everything. You know what I mean? You can't deal with everything. It's too much. So you have to delegate. Put other people in charge of other things. Says Yisro. What should you do? He says, Yisro, that you can paskin a lot of the shilas, or the other people will paskin. Says Yisroi, Vishov to Asam Bechaleis. You'll have all of these judges. They'll judge all the time. V'hoya chol davar hagadol yeviu alecha. V'chol davar hakotan yishmetuim. The big things they'll deal with. The little things you'll deal with. Okay. So what does it say? What does Moshe Rabbeinu v'yivchar Moshe anchei chayil? So Moshe listened to his shver, almost. His shver said, all the big cases, if it's a $10 million lawsuit, so then you deal with it. If it's a $5 lawsuit, what do you have to deal with it for? It's small money, small claims court. It doesn't make a difference. It's just $5. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if it's a shver shayla, I paskin. If it's a leichta shayla, they paskin. And even if it's $5. Because it's not about how much. It's about what it's worth. I'll tell you a quick maisa. I verified the maisa. When the yeshiva of the Gadol of the Passaic, Rav Meir Stern was in very, very, very impressionable years, very important years for the yeshiva. And the yeshiva was making a dinner. When I was in the yeshiva still, they had a lot of problems. There was times there was no toilet paper. There was times the phones didn't work. Electricity was being shut off. It was like, you know, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva, like, when I was, that's when he got out of that mess. But for many years, it was very hard. He spent a lot of money building a building.
And it was a very, very critical year that the dinner should go well. And the yeshiva had the einikol of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was in the yeshiva. So they asked that Rabbi Yaakov should come be the guest speaker by the yeshiva's dinner. And Rabbi Yaakov said, I'm not really up to it, but al sakor satoiv, I'm going to come speak. So I heard this from the person who directed the dinner, Rav Moshe Halberstadt. So he said, Rabbi Yaakov spoke for under 2 minutes. He said, if I would have known, I never would have... The guest speaker speaks for under 2 minutes, I never would have him come. What did he say? He said, you know, I came from Europe. And in Europe, they do all the advertising, and they tell you about... You know, what they have. And they say, we have the best product. We're supplying quality. We're supplying something that lasts long, that's strong, that's firm. Everything, all the advertisements in Europe is all about the quality. So they come to America, and all they talk about is 30% more, 50% bigger, 2-for-1. All they talk about is they can give you more. It's just more for your money. Everything is about quantity. I'm gesucht in America. Where can I find quality? There's no quality here. He said, Raboisai, Rameya Stern is quality. That was his whole speech. He said, they Baruch Hashem made more money that dinner than any dinner they ever had before. But Raboisai, you know, some people, they like to turn pages and just keep moving. And okay, it's just, you know, I'll be like, you know, turn another page. It's not about just how many pages you could turn. It's not even about how many hours you put in the base medrash. It's about the quality of what you're doing. It's about how well you understand what you're learning. It's about how clear you get it. That's what it's really, really about. And these sugyas are so hard. But l'maisa, everyone in this room could do it. We've done it, and we can do it. Just have to apply ourselves, and v'ezeh Hashem, we're going to continue to shteik.